time for two SERs around town. Check out some cool stuff to see this weekend. First up, does this ring a bell to anyone?
You are lying. I never hit you. You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
Yeah, if you know what I'm talking about, that is, of course, the sound of Tommy Wiseau in his breakout film, The Room, from 2003. And every month at the Hayden Orpheum in Cremorne, it holds cult screenings of that very film. And the next one is on Friday, tomorrow, April the 1st. If you haven't seen The Room before, I saw it for the first time over the weekend. So that's how far behind the ball I am. But it is a hilariously bad and terrible film. So bad it has reached cult status. Supposedly a romantic drama about a banker, played by Tommy Wiseau, whose manipulative fiancée Lisa cheats on him. The Room is inept in every department, from the excruciating acting to the dumb plotting and the astonishing narrative flaws. However, The Room is so bad, you can't stop watching. It is screening tomorrow night at 9 p.m. April the 1st at the Hayden Orpheum in Cremorne. Tickets are just $15, and it is an interactive screening as well. So if you want to head along, apparently, across the world, people bring spoons to throw at the screen at some stage of the film. I'm not sure if that's the case at the Orpheum, but apparently you're told to bring a spoon just in case. So tomorrow night, Friday, April 1st, The Room, why not, on the big screen at the Hayden Orpheum in Cremorne. Tickets is $15. And then on Saturday, April 2, the Sydney Korean Festival is happening. From K-pop to traditional Korean music and dance, delicious food stalls bursting with exotic Korean flavors, the Sydney Korean Festival really is an event to indulge in all the senses. Held at Tumbalong Park in Darling Harbour, this Saturday, the festival is all about the sharing, celebrating, and experiencing all wonderful parts of Korean culture. It's free. That's always a big tick in my book. It's happening from 11 a.m. to 9 at night. So why not head on down and check it out? Immerse yourself in Korean culture and all it has to offer. And maybe learn a bit of history as well of that fascinating country. So the Sydney Korean Festival, it's happening this Saturday, April 2, at Tumbalong Park in Darling Harbour. Definitely something to check out there. And then that night, Saturday night, for a truly special show, why not check out the Blind Boys of Alabama at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. The Blind Boys of Alabama are both living legends and modern-day innovators, borrowing from old gospel traditions while helping to define those traditions in the 20th century, and pretty much bringing gospel sound into the 21st century as well. Ever since the first original members first sang together as kids at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind in the late 1930s, which also includes Jimmy Carter. He was back there at the start. He will also be there on Saturday night. He recently led the group at the Blues Fest Festival over the weekend as well. The band has lasted through 7 decades to become one of the most recognized gospel soul music in the world. I haven't yet had the pleasure of seeing these guys live, but from all reports, there's absolutely a spellbinding performance. People laugh, people cry. It is truly an emotional show. So they're playing this Saturday night, the 2nd of April, at the Factory Theatre with special guests Eagle and the Wolf. You can get your tickets through Ticketek, but it is a sideshow of the Blues Fest Festival. So an absolutely fantastic show, the Blind Boys of Alabama, this Saturday night at the Factory Theatre. And one last thing to finish with, if you're a bit of a rock and roller or a bit of a mod, you can check out the Rock and Roll Markets at Manning Bar this Sunday, April the 3rd. You can browse through crates of vinyl and comics, listen to some really great live music, try something new at the International Food Court, take a swing dancing class, there you go, or get all dolled up at the Retro Styling Salon. Some great 50s and maybe even late 40s styles to indulge in there. The Sydney Rock and Roll Alternative Market is back with an autumn edition this Sunday, April 3rd, at the Manning Bar at Sydney Uni, a place where you can meet people who love the quirky and vintage and have one of Australia's most unique shopping experiences and a fun day out for the whole family. Entry to the festival costs $6. It's free for kids under 12. You really can't find anywhere with better bang for your buck this weekend. Why not check it out? The Rock and Roll and Alternative Market this Sunday at Manning Bar at Sydney Uni. There you go. You check out the markets. Check out the fantastic Blind Boys of Alabama Saturday night at the Factory Theatre. The Sydney Korean Festival Saturday during the day at Tumbalong Park in Darling Harbour. But tomorrow night, if you're a fan of crap film, and The Room is probably the king of crap films, check it out on the big screen tomorrow night at the Hayden Orpheum at Cremorne. Tickets are $15. And one more time for old time's sake.
You are lying. I nearly hit you. You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
Yeah, why not catch that the way it was meant to be seen on the big film? There you go. That is 2SERs around town for this week.